Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Well, hello. What's up, Smith?
What up, Webb? I'm Smith. That's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. Thank you all for joining us. The special Super Bowl issue right here. Webb, this is episode number 34 of the Wager Makers.
Flying by. 34 was a kind of an easy number there for me, Smith, too. Who came to me real quick first was obviously Sweetness, Walter Payton, and right behind him was my man, the Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell, and then I got some love for Herschel Walker, too. He was right behind them. So this one came real easy. These mid-30s or low-30 numbers were pretty easy.
Yeah, 34, man. That's really the number of just the badass running back, man. That's all I think of, man. When you think of Earl Campbell busting out with that Oilers jersey ripping all over the place.
Yeah, tearaway jersey, yeah.
Right, obviously. And, you know, Herschel Walker didn't end up with, like, the greatest NFL career ever. But, man, to me, he's the best college football player that I ever saw play the game. You can just picture him. I was pulling this up when I knew it was episode 34 the other day, and I pulled up a little, like, highlight video of Herschel Walker running for Georgia. Man, he was just a bad man, just athletic. I know Bo Jackson's the great number 34, but I think Herschel was probably maybe not quite as fast, but just as powerful and a little more shifty, I think, than
the thing with Herschel Walker, he just made it. It was effortless. He just made it look like he wasn't even doing anything. He was kind of moving along, and next thing you know, he's gone. He's either running over people, jumping over people.
Right.
And another one, Hakeem the Dream Shake, Olajuwon was another good 34 too.
No doubt. And Herschel was just you see him running with that, and that was an era when they had those jerseys. They was first started wearing those jerseys, just kind of hung right at your waistline and stuff like
and
that.
He was the bikey helmets.
Yeah, he was just a bad man.
Jerseys,
so
yeah.
Obviously though, Walter Payton
between the hedges.
Yeah. Obviously though, Walter Payton Sweetness is the number one, number 34.
Picture him going over the top there for many touchdowns.
No doubt. So before we go any further, we're going to obviously Super Bowl show, all that kind of stuff. We got to talk about just for a sec the tragedy that happened over the weekend with Kobe Bryant. Obviously, very, very tragic events. Kobe was a great, great player. We talk all the time about, you know, that matchup between LeBron and Michael Jordan. And to me, you know, Kobe had that like killer instinct, that drive to win that Jordan has a lot more than LeBron has. You know, I don't want to get too much into, he's a great, great player, one of the best ever to play in NBA. Obviously, super, super devastating news to find out of his tragedy, but not just him. I mean, his daughter, everybody else that was on the helicopter, the other eight people, I guess it was, just a terrible thing when you hear something like this happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, humongous, awful tragedy. Yeah, just Kobe and his family, and then obviously all the other one who passed away on it, and their families. Our heart goes out to them. It's tragedy. It's, you know, it's really, I don't really know what to say about it. Just it's devastating. Just to echo what you're saying about Kobe, though, he very much more much similar to Michael, to MJ, in terms of his, you know, he wasn't there to make friends. There was nobody eating. He was eating anything. And when he was done, then you could have a couple scraps. He'll slit your throat. You know, he was an assassin. It wasn't, you know, LeBron out here getting likes on Instagram or whatever he's doing. Again, I'm not taking too much away from LeBron James, but there's Michael Jordan at the top, and then it's, you know, the pyramid goes down. But Kobe was there very close and very similar in his competitive nature, and just his, he wasn't making friends. He'll beat you down, take your lunch money.
All right. So obviously, I mean, everybody, if you watched any TV or radio in the last week, everything that could be said has been said. Nothing we're going to, you know, we're new at this. We don't know Kobe, which is obviously tragic. And anytime somebody, you know, loses family members and daughters and the wives and hearts go out for the whole families, obviously. And we're going to move on. Obviously, Webb, this is episode number 34, our special Super Bowl episode. We're
going to
be diving deep. We talked a little bit about, you know, our picks last week, but we didn't really commit to anything. I'm going to have this is the 3-year anniversary of Bill Smith passing away. my dad, and he's gonna roll over in his grave a little bit when he hears my pick later on, because he's a firm old timer, and we're kind of old school too usually, and this kind of goes against our better instincts, but he'd be the first one to tell you that defense wins championships. I don't know if that gives you a little hint about where I'm going with my pick later on, but I felt the need to put that out there. He's going to be upset with me when I put my pick out there. But just going back to the Freehold, New Jersey a little bit, just so you know, Borough beat Township in the Jack Hunert Classic the other night. That was a big rivalry between Freehold Borough and Freehold Township, and Coach Kunert was somebody that was there when we were in school, and so now the game
he
between them
me
is called the
Kunert
Classic. So congrats to the Colonials. So a lot of news, a little sports news going on this week. We're gonna rip through that and get straight to it. We got a special guest tonight, Sasha Boudreaux from Haunted Bourbon. She's a psychic. She's gonna be here to help us get all the prop bets going. You know, the overs, unders, the coin toss, the national anthem, the Gatorade bag.
Gatorade,
it's gonna be great.
Right.
It's gonna be a great segment.
MVP.
Sasha's nice enough to join us and give us some hints and look into her crystal ball and see
what's going on.
That's right.
She's
going to
shake the magic eight ball for us.
Right. So we can't wait for that. And then towards the end of the show, me and Webb, we finally give our pick for Super Bowl Sunday. And Webb, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about my pick. I don't know what Sasha's
going to
say. I don't know what Sasha's going to say, but any doubts that I had, I'm behind him. I'm committed. I'm ready to go. So just a couple things we can talk about a little bit. Coach O got paid this week. Signed a long deal, $6-7 million a year, something like that. They kind of hired him on the cheap, when he wasn't their number one guy, but this is like his dream job, so he's willing to take it, and good for him. As gamblers ourselves, he gambled on himself and it paid off, and now the man's getting paid.
Well, good for him. I mean, he deserves it. Obviously did a tremendous job, although, you know, the moon and the stars kind of all aligned for him there. No one saw that Joe Burrow thing coming, but good for him. Glad he got paid. All his boys are gone, and now he's got no players. So he's going to – next year, going right. to be, you know, cash that check, Coach O. Because it's
right.
going to be
so, –
they're
yeah,
be,
right.
They're going to be – the Wolves going to be at your door come, 18 months from now after this next season.
Right. I think we talked about that last show. I think it was like 15 or 19 players leaving. And obviously the defensive coordinator left. They hired a new defensive coordinator this week, Bo Pelini, who's the former Nebraska coach. But he was also a defensive coordinator here at LSU during Les Miles' time. And actually was the boat defense coordinator for one of their national championships, I think 2007. So that's a solid hire, I believe.
I believe he was even back when Tom Osborne was coaching Nebraska back in the day, the black shirts. I think he might have been the coach there. He's been around the block several times. That's a great hire. But again, you don't have the horses. That's a tremendous stable that they need to replace. Tremendous.
Well, no doubt. If you're going to be one of these great teams like the Clemsons and Alabamas, if you want to compete with them, you're going to have to reload every year. Those
no
guys
doubt.
Do it. They lose people to the NFL every year. So we'll see how good they are. We'll see. Couple things. Baseball looks like Dusty Baker is going to be the new manager for the cheating Houston Astros.
I think that's a good hire. Yeah, I like that.
Definitely. Guy was good ethical, moral makeup.
Yeah,
kind of thing. I guess
nonsense type shit. Yeah.
After you've been watching cameras and having buzzers on your jerseys and
right,
shit
he
like
ain't
that.
Putting, right, none of his players are going to be wearing buzzers. I can guarantee you that.
Right. Even the Mets had to hire a new manager this week, too.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Anything but between the lines. It's like the Jets. Sorry, Nick. anything but winning baseball games. It's like anything but, you know, what goes on the field.
Got one thing, that Pro Bowl play last week. I don't know how people can watch this shit. I really don't. I went to a Major League Baseball All-Star game back when Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were kind of battling for the home run title, and it was a lot of fun. I was there with my kid. We got autographs and all that kind of stuff, but as far as football goes, this is the bullshittest, stupidest game. They should just let the fans walk out onto the field and sign autographs and hang out with the players. I don't know why they even show this game.
It's pointless. I mean, it's like I said, baseball is a very vastly different game than football. None of these guys want to be there. No one wants to get hurt. You know, baseball, you know, it's less risk. Just, you know, let guys hit some home runs. It's, you know, jog around the bases, you know, 1-2-3, three up, three down, something like that. But football, then these guys want to be. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I don't know. I agree. Maybe just let them play flag football or something. Like you said, just turn it into, you know, a complete, you know, PR campaign for the league. Like you said, have a bunch of people on the field and just sign autographs or, you know, have them catch passes from somebody or some shit. But the game is a waste.
Right. And then in New Orleans, everybody's all excited because the Saints had 10 players in a Pro Bowl. Wow, how awesome. It's got 10 players. 10 players in the Pro Bowl. Why aren't you not playing this Sunday?
The Cowboys had just as many as the Ravens. I wanted to puke.
That shit just pissed me off.
Shit, right. Fuck you. I don't want that shit. Should have no players. Not one.
Right. Right. 10 players in a Pro Bowl. You should be playing this week.
No doubt.
We should be talking about the Saints in the Super Bowl if you got 10 players in a Pro Bowl. And one interesting note, you know, I've been talking all season long about Drew Brees and his future or lack thereof. Did you notice Russell Wilson sat out so that Brees could start this game? I don't see any really reason that anybody would do that other than that they know that Drew Brees is about on his way. I'm just going to say that. I don't know. The rumor mill is starting here. But I'll tell you what, I'll pull up just like I pulled up that thing where I said LSU would maybe be a good choice at 25-1 to win the national championship back in August. I think I've been saying since August that this is going to be Drew Brees' last year. We'll see what happens.
Well, you're no psychic. Let me tell you that. Good thing we're having Sasha on. The guy's fucking 49 years old. He's old man time. Old man Rivers, the quarterback. And he couldn't throw the ball 15 yards in that game. He should retire. And another reason why, you just said why Russell Wilson wouldn't start, because the game is fucking stupid. He don't want to get hurt. And who cares? You don't want to play anyway.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
But Drew Brees should be gone, and that's good news for you.
Yep. Another little local spot here. Zion made his debut for the Pelicans. That's huge news here. Of course, I got caught up in the hoopla the first couple games and went with the Pelicans the first night or two, and they stunk. Even though Zion scored nothing like all game long, and then for like 3 minutes he scored 17 points in his opener, and so I got all excited thinking they were going to come back, and then they lost anyway because he was so gassed they had to take him out of the game. And then but this last couple nights, of course, I gave up on betting on the Pelicans for a few games, and they won the last couple, including a double figure win against the Celtics. And looks like Zion's the real deal. I think he had 21 points the other night, his first double double. He's just got to get into playing shape and stay healthy. This dude's going to be the real deal.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, look at him. He's born to play in the NBA. He could probably play in the NFL if he felt like it. Yeah, he's good. There's no doubt. The Saints were good. You sacrificed that first game or his first couple months just to get him healthy. You don't want anything. You don't want him going down here again. Even though the Saints are playing well, they could probably steal that last last playoff spot. And if there ever was going to be a conspiracy about the fix being in, that would be it, with the Lakers getting the number one spot. And then the Pelicans getting that last spot. It's Herm Sorcher, our good buddy, used to say when David Stern was the commissioner, he'd always say the games, the playoffs. He said Stern made a call down, he'd call it. So maybe David Stilder make a call down here to make sure that the Pelicans get that AC, which I would like to see anyway.
Right, that's funny. I kind of thought the fix was in when that ping pong ball went the right way for the Pelicans lost Anthony Davis, and that ping pong ball bounced just right so that the Pelicans could get the number one pick in the NBA draft with Zion coming out. You didn't hear any Saints fans calling. I mean, any
right,
Saints
right, right.
/ no Pelicans refs. Fans calling conspiracy on that one.
Yeah, no one's wearing a ref jersey then.
Right, right.
It's funny because up here everyone was talking about the Knicks, and I was like, oh, here we go. The Knicks are gonna. They want. Here's the ultimate fix again. They fixed it with Patrick Ewing, and they didn't win shit. They're gonna fix it again, but luckily they didn't. Tempered my cynicism just a little bit there, Smith.
Right. So we got rid of that. That's kind of the big news this week in sports. Obviously, there's one reason everybody's here. There's one reason we're here. This is episode number 34. This is our special Super Bowl issue. We got Sasha Boudreaux coming on here in just a couple seconds. And, man, we're looking forward to that. We never did this before. This could open up something all new for us. We might have voodoo priests and witches and witch doctors on here, everything else if this works out. So,
that's right. Zombies.
So, Webb, so I've been knowing Sasha for a couple of years. Her and her husband, David, they run the Haunted Bourbon Convention right here in New Orleans. And they have a lot of events at Spirits on Bourbon since we have the ghost of Edward Dubois running around there. So I thought it would be a great idea to bring, and she's a psychic, so I thought it'd be a great idea to bring her on, and maybe she can give us some tips on some of these, you know, just some of these fun props, you know, the heads or tails, the Demi Lovato thing, all that kind of stuff. So
they pay the same money, Smith.
Dig it. Fun. It's only fun if you win money. That's what I say.
It ain't gonna be no fun. She goes 0-5.
All right, Webb, I told you, we don't leave any stone unturned here at the Wager Makers. It's the Super Bowl. You know, we've been up and down this year. We've won some. We've lost some. One thing you know here, if we have a bad week, we let you know. If we had a good week, we let you know. But it's Super Bowl Sunday, Webb. We got to pull out all the stops. We're not holding back. We're going to give you all the information we possibly can. I mentioned I've been knowing Sasha Boudreaux for a little while now and her husband David. They run Haunted Bourbon along with a bunch of other stuff here in the quarter, and they're really into the paranormal, and Sasha's also a psychic. So we want to welcome Sasha Boudreaux to the show. Hey, Sasha.
Hello.
Hey, Sasha. How are you? Thanks for coming on. I got to tell you, Bourbon Street's haunted me a couple times, too, so I know where you're coming from.
I was going to say, I think it haunts everybody, at least once.
That's right.
So, Sasha, I mentioned that you're really involved in the paranormal and a psychic and things like that, but you know, we're a little naive when it comes to that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background or what you do? I don't know if you have visions or premonitions, or maybe you can tell us a little bit about what you do.
So, which are all typical questions. There's probably not a question I have not been asked yet. And so for me, each psychic seems to be a little bit different, but I've noticed that a primary one is kind of like visions or gut feelings. For me, the best way for me to describe it was Phoebe on Charmed. She would touch something and then she would get like a quick glimpse of something that was about to happen. So with lack of a better example, that's just the best one that I've noticed helps other people relate that to something. And then I'll also get like a really bad gut feeling about something, or good, hopefully.
Hopefully we're good gut feelings here this week.
There's no magic eight ball there, any ghost of Christmas past coming and haunt you in the night, and you waking up with the ghost of Jerry Rice standing over you or anything like that?
Not yet, thank goodness.
Yeah.
So, Sasha, let's set the scene a little bit. So in my head, right, I have a vision that you're sitting – this obviously isn't video, so it just – maybe I'm naive, maybe I don't know what's going on, but I kind of have a vision of you sitting in a room right now with a little tiny table in the middle with a crystal ball and stuff hanging from all around, and you kind of dress like a gypsy and maybe some stuff on the shelves like secret potions and stuff like that. Am I getting a little carried away now, or is that that's kind of stuff what's going on?
Mostly. I actually do make potions.
What?
Whoa.
But sadly, there's not much I can do for Super Bowl. But I mean, I could try really hard.
Right. I'm picturing a turban, maybe some candles, some chicken's feet hanging, something like that.
I actually use candles sometimes too. Actually.
All right. You got any? Yeah.
Not cliche. All right.
That's what I've been known to rub a bald guy's head here and there, and grab a rabbit's foot too. So whatever's going to work. We leave no stone unturned for the listeners. Big weekend. Not.
This could be something new for us, Webb, for next season. If you know, we bet against the guy, maybe we'll have Sasha pull out the voodoo doll and stick some pins in him or something like that.
That's right. Yeah, pull out a Danny Dimes. We'll have to send you a Danny Dimes doll. You could put his head in a vice or something. Break his arm around his back. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or the refs that sit there and help other teams win against us.
Oh, yeah. Boy. See, I can tell she's a Saints fan. Yeah. It didn't take long to get to that, huh, Webb? All right, so let's I kind of gave you a few things to kind of look over some of these really kind of weird prop bets. We talked a little bit about you know, how they have, you can bet on almost anything here for the Super Bowl, how long the national anthem is, the coin toss, the color of the Gatorade. I sent you a few questions. Let's maybe we'll go one by one and see if anything came to you, or you kind of came up with anything. Is there one thing in particular maybe that of the questions that I sent you that you really really have a strong feeling about?
Actually, the Chiefs winning.
I love that, Webb.
Yeah, that's all we needed. That's all we needed.
Okay, segment over. Thank you. We're going on. We're moving on.
Thank you.
I love that. Now, did you get like a feeling or something like that? Or you saw, hopefully you didn't see red because both teams are red, but I don't know.
No. As soon as I actually heard they were going to the Super Bowl, I believe they actually were announced before 49ers. Don't quote me on that because I don't watch football 24/7. Right. It was immediate. So for me, what happened was I saw the Chiefs logo, you know, the arrowhead, and it just get much bigger. So for me, that was a symbol that it was going to be a big time win as well.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Interesting.
All right. Don't forget, me and Webb will be giving our picks later on in the show. We'll see if this changes anything or just confirms what we
hammer it home. Like, right.
All right. So we have one for the Chiefs from Sasha, no doubt. All right. Did you? What they have? Demi Lovato is singing the national anthem, and they have her at over 123 and a half seconds. So I guess it's a little about 2 minutes and maybe 3 or 4 seconds. Do you think she's going to be long-winded and really hold out somebody's notes, or is it going to be short and sweet?
That's actually ironic that you said that, because I put it at 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
Two minutes and eight seconds.
Yeah,
that's
over.
I agree with that one too. We're two for two here. Keep going. So you better be careful, Sasha. You'll be a weekly guest if you keep on this streak.
So okay, and Sasha, we talked a little bit about the coin toss. Heads or tails, or which team might win the coin toss? Do you have any feeling about that one?
Yeah, this one was actually a hard one because tails was the one that stuck out to me, but I always pick heads. So it was really hard for me to go with my gut instinct on that one.
Okay. So it's a coin toss. So that one's a coin flip.
A literal coin flip.
And hopefully the Chiefs that you saw wasn't just them winning the coin toss. That was for the game because
No, I actually felt that the 49ers were going to win, but for some reason that was going to work out in the Chiefs' favor.
Okay, so the 49ers win the coin toss.
For whatever reason, it's going to favor the Chiefs with whatever their pick is, which doesn't make sense to me. I'm not a big – I like sports, but I'm not that into it. So that one didn't make sense to me.
No, that can definitely make sense because whether or not who gets – they might decide who gets the ball first, and it could be end up being an advantage. Because they had the decision, it could end up being an advantage to the other team, no doubt.
That could work out real well for us too, Smith. Yeah. If the Niners win and defer and KC takes
goes
the ball right
down
the
field
for the touchdown,
that's going to be
– cash registers will be ringing.
Yeah, that's exactly how that will work out, Sasha.
Yeah.
That's exactly how
it will work out. This is going a little too well, I think.
Yeah, I thought I would be, conflicted after this segment, but it's almost like we had a. Are you reading my mind, Sasha?
Yeah.
Are you reading my mind?
Her best. Best.
That's just dangerous.
Yeah. Right. Don't go in there.
Okay. Now, the Gatorade shower. This is a big deal. Jim Burt of the Giants started this way back when. They have a whole bunch of colors. I'm sure you've seen that before, whether you watch sports a lot or not, when they dump the Gatorade bath shower over the coach. There's a bunch of colors. So
this one, Sasha, let me jump in here. This is where I have my little vision. You're swimming in a sea of fluorescent orange or fluorescent green, or the crystal ball is bubbling over in green smoke or orange smoke or red smoke, something like that. So that's where I envision this going. So, what do you think?
Ironically, I picked green.
Okay. And that kind of goes with lime, green, yellow. It's all one color there. Awesome.
Okay, good. That actually makes sense because the other color that was standing out was yellow. So
yeah, it's all under one category here on this.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Awesome. Just a side note, I mentioned some of these to Sharon, my wife, yesterday, and she saw orange. So we'll see what happens. I know some of the people, she's won a lot of bets. She's made us look pretty stupid on some of her picks over the course of the year. So just wanted to let people know. She wanted to let everybody know also that she saw orange come up. So we'll see how that works out. What about and anything else? Anything else you can think of? They got weird. Prop bets, any numbers that come. I know a lot of people are in those pools web with the squares and the boxes and all that stuff. Or any numbers that you see in your head that have been popping out. Maybe it's a jersey number, or a
jersey
score
number for the first touchdown. Maybe an MVP number. Do you see a certain number, next to the trophy maybe, or is there somebody running, hands up, something, or a number running hands up? Is there just a number standing out above? And it could be almost, any number actually.
Well, I'm not sure if this makes any sense because, again, I don't follow unless it's the Saints. I don't follow a whole bunch of other sports teams, which I probably should. But I felt like there was like a bigger injury or something that the Chiefs were affected by some injuries. So 30, the person whoever wears 34, I feel like is going to be a little bit more of a shining star than normal.
Oh, wow. I think that's the running back 34.
And it's our 34th episode today, too.
So. Oh, my God. This is our 34th episode. Maybe you saw that. Maybe that's
what it is. Maybe that's
right.
What it is.
Right. Wow, that would be something else, 34. But that is running back for
KC,
KC is number 34, no doubt.
All right. Okay. That's interesting, too.
All right. Maybe it could even just mean the final score in those boxes are 3 and 4. 4 and 3, 3 and 4.
Well, I want to say that the final score is going to be about, and this one I'm nervous about, but 35 and 43.
So maybe, yeah, we could. There's probably certainly there's a prop bet between 35 and 40 and 40 and 45 for sure.
No doubt.
Okay. On a total point, so that's something. That
or
we
maybe
can
just the final score, 43 to 35. You never know.
Could be. Could be. That would help us, I think, too. Actually, maybe. I don't All know, right, Sasha.
I think it's good. I love everything you said, Sasha. Thank you so much. Yeah, anything else that comes here? That's pretty much we're used up all of your psychic powers for this one show. It's the Super Bowl. Anything else that comes to you? That's pretty much all she wrote.
Yeah, as far as statistics and everything, that was what I looked up. And as far as the questions that you gave me, and those were the answers that came straight to me. So
awesome. So we got the Chiefs winning it all. We got the 49ers winning the coin toss. We have over in the Demi Lovato national anthem, and we have the number 34 is significant, and the number 43 and 35 is significant.
And then the heads, it's going to be tails, we said, right? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And all tails. Right, Sasha, I got I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100. Go.
87.
Nice. Perfect.
Got it.
Perfect.
You got it.
Perfect.
You got
perfect. It. You're the real deal. You're the real deal.
That was awesome. All right, Sasha, real quick, let everybody know about the Haunted Bourbon and all the events that you do and how to find you, whether on Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
So you can find me under Sasha DeBoudreau, under Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, mostly Facebook. Haunted Bourbon is a paranormal convention. We actually have speakers coming in from Australia, and we have other speakers coming from all over the U.S., Wisconsin, et cetera. And it's basically supposed to be educational, but we have a lot more local vendors this time around than we have in the past. So that's a great way to come by and support some of your local vendors as well that do a lot of handmade stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I look forward to Haunted Bourbon. It's always a great event that we have every year. It's always a bunch of great people that come. And tell David I said hello, and thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Sasha, thanks so much. And if this is, you might have a little too much success. Like I said, we got the Kentucky Derby going up. And, Friday, every Friday, I don't know if there's a Mega Millions and a Powerball, too. So I'm sure Smith got your details. So we may be in contact sooner than you think.
That's fine.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Sasha. All right, Webb, that was pretty cool, man. That's our first second.
Right.
But that opens up, like I said, that opens up a whole new level for us, man. If we start busting out voodoo dolls and putting hexes
that's
on people when we vote against,
that's right. Man. We could put the maloik on somebody,
right?
Doubt.
Oh shoot! So that was awesome. There's tons of prop bets, man. There's all kinds of crazy. One of the crazy ones I saw, Webb, was you can vote whether over or under how many times they're going to show A-Rod during J-Lo's thing. So that was pretty funny. It was like over and under a half. So in other words, if they show him one time during the show. Or not, that would
well,
be plus 240.
Yeah,
right.
There's one here I just bet. It's Patrick Mahomes +7.5 for passing attempts versus the Celtics 3-point attempts in the game tomorrow. So I'm on that one. I'm kicking it off early.
You're going deep, bro. You're going deep.
That's right. Hey, that's right. They don't know what hit them here. I should have asked
the combined
about
Super Bowl.
I should have asked Sasha, damn it.
Yeah. The combined Super Bowl / Celtics play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the infamous.
Is there any other prop bets that you saw on there that might be worth a whirl?
I saw something that just struck me. It's going to, I mean, again, it's longer than my arm, the list. The one I saw, the Niners second half points was 13.5. I'll probably go over that. I would always do the over with the Demi Lovato thing or the whoever sings that. It seems like each one goes longer than the last. We had some luck on that in the past. It's funny. They saw Mahomes. They're moving him up to two touchdown passes is two with some extra pretty heavy juice -160. That's interesting. So that they're telling you right there. They think he's going to do something.
Is that like first half or what?
That's for the game. Two touchdown total. Two touchdown
over two
passes for the,
on Mahomes. Yeah. It seems like Mahomes. It seems like it'd be more than that.
Yeah. Well, it's only been 1.5.
All right.
I'm just going through them. There's so many. We can kind of go through them here.
I got a couple that stood out to me. If you want to take a look at these,
let's do it.
And I'll even I got a couple that might interest some of the local people down here, some LSU fans and some Saints fans and stuff like that. So one thing I saw, they have one, it's over under on the jersey number to score the first touchdown, and it's over under 26.5. And I thought under is a pretty solid play in this, because the only ones really over that are touchdown potentials are the two tight ends, Kittle and Kelsey. But if you think about, that's why it's 26.5. So the running back for Kansas City, Damian Williams, is 26. If either quarterback sneaks it in, that's going to be under. They're both under. Mm-hmm. And all of Kansas City's receivers, Hill, Watkins, Robinson, they're all like team numbers. And so is Emmanuel Sanders and Debo Samuels on the other side. So they're all like team type numbers. So I think what you got to do is hope that one of the tight ends doesn't get that first touchdown.
Yeah, but those are two best players probably on, probably the best player on San Francisco's skill player anyway.
Right, right.
No, but that's decent. Certainly the odds are.
You get a whole lot of guys on your side.
The numbers are in your favor, that's right.
Speaking of which, you brought up how good those two tight ends are. I feel like they're the two best tight ends in the game right now, Kittle and Kelsey. And both of those are at the MVP number for both of those guys is, depending on what sports book you're at. The one I saw on your thing the other day had Kittle and Kelsey, each of them is at plus 1,100 to win the MVP. I thought that's a pretty solid number there. And worth taking a shot. Both of those guys could have a couple touchdowns. They even hand the ball to Kittle on San Francisco sometimes, or run that little shovel past him. Each of those guys could have a day where they have two or three touchdowns. These guys.
Yeah, I get that. I hear that. But if that means that some quarterback is throwing two or three touchdowns too, so that to me that kind of defeats that. That's a high number. Those are long odds for a reason. If Kelsey goes off for three touchdowns again, that means Mahomes threw him three touchdown passes, and they're dying to give that dude the MVP trophy.
True, good point.
And I mean, Jimmy G is probably a little bit less to get it, but again, if he comes out and starts, dropping dimes all over the place and throws three touchdown passes, no matter who it is, again, that's going to be a coming out party for him, and that'll be another story. So I get what you're saying, but if he's catching them, someone's throwing them.
Yep, and just so people know out there, these prop bets, I mean, there's a reason why the casinos have them. It's not because they're losing money on them. So what we're trying to do here is just give you some good dollar value for what you get. Obviously Mahomes is the front runner to win the MVP, stuff like that. So it's I want to give you some props that give some good value. That's where I was looking at those tight ends. Also, they had one. Number of players for San Francisco to have a rushing attempt, okay, and it was over and under 5.5 when I looked at it last. That means, like I already said, that Kittle gets some run. They usually run Dabo, Debo Samuel.
Yep.
That's two, and they got a little stable to run it. And Garoppolo will get a rush, so that's three. And then so you got Mostert and
Tevin Coleman,
but I think he hurt his shoulder last game. He was out early. I think it was the Green Bay game or the game before that. I don't know how healthy he will be.
And they
also have Matt Breida back there. But that kind of is kind of like right at five or six right there. Where
did they give it to? What's the fullback's name? Jasinski or whatever.
Oh, 44.
Does he carry the ball?
He'll probably get a carry. I was looking at the under on that 5.5, but I don't know. Just one thing
that
I looked at.
Yeah, that's tough right there. I did see some. Will Kelsey catch a touchdown? It's plus 120. So if you did want to go against that first score, you could kind of hedge there a little bit. If Kelsey does score, you can. Well, then if Kittle scores, we're screwed. But that's one way to kind of hedge. There's a bunch of Mahomes on here.
Tons. I saw one, the longest touchdown of the game. The over-under is 45.5. I think this is a game where there's going to be some big plays. I mean, when you got guys like Hill running around, and we saw the running back from San Francisco bust a lot of big plays last week. I don't know if he'll run the same way against Kansas City as he did against the Green Bay. We also talked already about Kittle. Kittle, I think he leads the league in yards after catch, believe it or not, as a big tight end. He's usually just and the Saints fans know this. Man, he'll just push dudes out of the way and go right down the field on
them. Yeah, and they'll run him down to see him, even Kelsey too. Right. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see a busted coverage either.
Look at that early game, that early play. Kansas City against Houston a few weeks ago. I mean, first drive of the game, the dude was wide open.
Yeah, he was standing there. Yeah. And they will take a shot. I mean,
That includes punt returns, kickoff returns. I mean, there's guys all over the place that's on this game that can touch the ball and take it to house.
What was the number on that?
Not positive. I just saw over. I'm pretty sure it was an over under. So I'm pretty sure it was, you know, might be -120, -120, you know, somewhere in there.
Right.
So for you LSU people out there, I saw something that might interest you. They had whether or not Tyrann Mathieu will have an interception.
I saw that one.
I think +375. That's the Honey Badger. This dude's a ball hawk. Any LSU fans out there, you want to put a little money on that? I think that might be worth a play. He's also, just in case, Honey Badger's kind of guy, might have a couple interceptions, get his hands on the ball, maybe run back one for a touchdown. Just in case, just so you know, the Honey Badger is +3,000 as the MVP of this game. Just put it out there. Obviously, these are long shots. We're taking swings for the fences here on some of these prop bets, but just a couple things that you guys might want to look at.
Well, here's another one for the Honey Badger right here. It's solo at tackles. 5.5 tackles is his number for the game. Solo and assisted tackles.
Right. What's the numbers on that?
Over 5.5 is even, and under is -130. So either way, I mean, he's going to be around the ball.
Right. No doubt. All day long.
You know.
All day long.
So that might be decent, especially even to go over, you know.
Hopefully, if we're taking Kansas City, hopefully our safety isn't making too many tackles. That would be a bad sign on that run game. I know you showed me one the other day. I don't know if it was a joke. It was on ESPN. I don't know if it was a joke or what. But since Shanahan was the offensive coordinator Atlanta when they lost the 28 – by the way, as a Saints fan, 28-3 never gets old. I'll talk about that every show possible, 28-3. So the prop bet is 100-1. That Shanahan blows a 28-3 lead. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know if that was real or what, but that was good shit. Saints fans, even though we're not in the Super Bowl, we can take a little bit of solace to know that, and we can root against maybe Shanahan and San Francisco.
Here's why. I mean, well, either team, both teams make a 33-yard or longer field goal.
You got a feeling about that?
I think that's probably fairly likely, right? -135 is yes, and no is -105.
I mean, I don't know. I'm planning on Kansas City going up and down the field, never stopping for a field goal.
Well, that's the other thing, right?
I mean, I don't want to give away my Super Bowl pick, but that's what I'm. That's what I'm leaning towards. I know we talked a little bit last week about where we might be leaning, and we'll get to our Super Bowl pick here in a sec.
Will there be a score in the first 7 minutes of the game? Yes is -170. No, +130.
I feel like that's a definite yes. I'll gladly lay -170 for that.
And it kind of breaks it down even further. 7.5 minutes, 7 minutes, 6.5, six, five. Well, in the first 5 minutes, yes, it's +125. I think you're probably safer at the latest once away. Just take the money and bet yes. 6.5 is 140.
No sweat. Anything else? There's also one for I thought I saw Garoppolo for over 1.5 touchdown passes, and I think I saw for the first half score for San Francisco over under 10.5. Is that?
That can't be the first half. That's got to be the first quarter. No.
I don't know. Maybe I'm
second half. It's 13. It can't be, because that would be. I guess no. If it's 10.
Well, the second half is 13.5. I think it was 10.5 in the first half.
Wow.
I thought that was low.
That makes sense. I mean, the total is what? On the game, hold on.
Yeah, 55. So let's say they're planning on them scoring 25 points or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, Webb. So now it's the moment of truth. Just for the record, Chad Arnold, our old buddy, texted me today. He wanted to remind you and me that neither Dallas nor Atlanta are playing in the Super Bowl.
No, but
so
we
wanted to make sure he told us about that. But I don't know why he would mention that to us. I don't know why he would say anything about the Atlanta. Maybe I don't know that we might have early in the season, in case people haven't listened to all the things. Weber had Atlanta winning the Super Bowl this year, and I had Dallas. So obviously that didn't quite work out. However, I did have LSU as a good bet to possibly win the national championship.
Did I not have the Chiefs make? I had the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Did you?
I did.
I didn't remember that, but I will take.
Of course not.
We'll have to go back and look at the tape.
All right, that's right. All right. Get the intern on.
Where's the intern? All right. Yeah, actually, you might have the Chiefs. That's pretty good.
Chiefs. That wasn't that hard.
Speaking of premonitions, I've talked a lot, even back at the beginning of the season, about Drew Brees and his future here. A lot of rumors coming out. Smith might have some more shit right here. I don't know. We'll see what happens. That Drew Brees is seriously considering retirement this year. So we'll see. We'll see how it turns.
He should do himself a favor. Retire.
Hey now, let's smoke like a true Cowboy fan.
Hey, results are results. You saw it on the field.
All right, so I guess it's time to move on, Webb, and the moment of truth here. I'm gonna say this. I felt a little wishy washy last week during the show. I've been looking into it a lot. I've been talking to a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, are telling me that they think San Francisco is just way better. And I talked about that a lot too, that I think they're a more physical team. They're a little better in the trenches, maybe. I think Kansas City's defense is underrated. I will say that. I think a lot of people are talking about how much San Francisco could run the ball. But a week ago, everyone in America basically was saying that Henry was the best running back in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they held him to 69 yards. Now, I think Tennessee kind of went away from the run a little bit. They maybe should have committed a little more. But when Kansas City is rolling, you can only run for so long. Until you realize, hey, man, we're in the Super Bowl. We need to score some damn points.
Right, the clock is ticking, no doubt.
And I'll tell you this. Every person I've talked to, when they talk about Kansas City winning, I mean, when they talk about San Francisco winning, has it in mind that San Francisco is just on top and kind of dictating play and running the ball and kind of dominating the time of possession and all that stuff. And I'll say this. What happens in the game? First of all, if that happens, Kansas City still has a chance to come back and win with Mahomes.
They could do all that and still be losing.
Right. But what about this? Nobody ever says, well, what about if Kansas City gets up by 10 points early? Nobody ever even thinks about that. If Kansas City gets up early, this game is toast.
Well, that's going to change everything because they can't. Then San Francisco can't run the ball.
Exactly. And I don't look, Jimmy G, he threw the ball all over the yard here against the Saints, but they had a lot of injuries that day. I think that was the day Davenport went out. Also, the defensive tackle went out that day, and they went up 48 points. They ran up and down the field, but guess what? Saints D is overrated. People talk about them being better. They're better, but better than a horrible is not good. So they put up 48 against the – but Jimmy G hasn't done shit. He threw for less than 100 yards in the last game.
I mean, he's done what he had to do. I mean, when you're giving it, you're running a dive and the dude's taking it 80 yards, you can't blame the quarterback on that.
Right.
But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, Andy Reid's not going to run the ball 15 times no matter what. If he's up 25, he's not going to hand the ball off one way or the other. So the thing with the Chiefs is they're still going to score. So if the Chiefs take this kickoff like they're going to do and go down and score a touchdown – if San Francisco, you know, can't establish that run in that first drive, if they, you know, that first play is a handoff for a yard and a half and the second play is an incompletion, that's going to change. You're going to go see what, you know, then all of a sudden that prop bet with Shanahan may come into effect because they may be down 28-3
right,
real fucking quick because it could be 14-0 in a heartbeat if they're punting from their own 30, you know, down 7-0 and the Chiefs got the ball coming out with four wides, you know, at the 35 after Hardman gives a decent run back. So it could be 14-0 real quick. And then that's the Niners. I don't see them how they'd be able to come back from that.
Right. I mean, and Kansas City, I mean, the two playoff games they had, they blew out both teams, scoring 40, 50 points, 30, 40, whatever. They didn't even play in the first quarter and a half of either of the first two games. I'll tell you this. I don't want to see – when I'm taking them, I don't want to see them come out sluggish in this game. You don't want to get behind the eight ball against this 49er team, obviously. But if they come out and play right from the get, this – man, I was wishy-washy, but now I'm committed. Andy Reid – dude, I know you're not a big fan with the Eagles or whatever, but dude deserves a Super Bowl championship. He's got the best quarterback he could ever ask for right now. Mahomes is playing lights out. They got weapons all over the place. Kelce, Hill, all over the place. Kansas City wins this game, Webb. They're winning big. I'm convinced. I'm in it. I'm going. Listen, put it big. Go big. Go big or go home. It's the Super Bowl.
That's it.
The Super Bowl. I'm no longer wishy-washy. My pick for the Super Bowl is Kansas City whooping ass. What do you think about that?
I agree with Kansas City. I don't know about Andy Reid deserving shit. He don't deserve a damn thing. But he's got the best player on the field, the best quarterback. They could even be getting almost semi-dominated in the first half and still be winning or very close to winning. Certainly the time of possession is almost meaningless to them. They could score in 90 seconds and the other team could take 6 minutes to kick a field goal. I like KC. I don't know how big it's going to be, but I do like KC winning the game for sure. So I'm all in with you, man. I'm all in. I'm in all big. Right.
Dig it. You have any thoughts about the over?
This is the one I've kind of vacillated. I've been back and forth on. You know, I could see the first half being slow-ish, I guess, and then that may be making it a little bit harder depending how the game plays out, depending on what that score is. So it's 54 is high. 54 and a half, I believe. Let me just double check. Yeah, 54 and a half. My gut feeling was over, so I will stick with that, but not. I am not the major lean. I'm leaning over, but the pick for this game for me certainly is Kansas City.
Yeah, I like the over too, but just like you said, I do it just because I think Kansas City is going to put up points. I think they're going to put up 35, might be 35 to 20, might be 35 to 27, whatever. Minimum Kansas City is going to put up 35. But I like the over. But my play, if you got to make some money back at the end of the season, if you got to make some money back, you got to do something. The play is Kansas City, let it ride.
Yeah, and I agree. You can mess around.
Put the house.
You can mess around with the totals too for the quarter and stuff. I am going to bet San Francisco over 13.5 in the second half. I think that plays in exactly what we're talking about. If KC is kind of rolling, that's going to loosen things up. Maybe a garbage time touchdown and 14 points to score in a half of football is not a lot to ask. I'm not going to mess with the Chiefs in terms of any of that stuff, although I think they could probably put over on every quarter for them. But like I said, I'm all in on KC winning the game, so that's going to cover my bet that way. And maybe do some props maybe on I do think it's easy. It's at least a push to get two touchdown passes for Mahomes. I saw 2 -160. I think that's, you're not losing that bet if you bet over.
All right, well, there you have it, people. San Francisco is going to lose to Kansas City, and we like the and we like the over. All right, there you go. Kansas City and the over. Want to say a quick thank you to Sasha Boudreaux. That was great having her come on. We'll see how some of these things work out. She liked the 49ers to win the coin toss. It was funny how she described that too. She said the 49ers win the coin toss, but for some reason it's bad for them. It's good for Kansas City, and which makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that she sold it there. She sold it on that.
Right.
Good for her.
She liked tails. She sees the number 34. She sees the number 43, number 35. And she likes the Chiefs. She likes the over in the Demi Lovato. And she sees green, lemon lime, yellow, whatever you call it for the Gatorade shower.
Yeah, so she saw 34 alone kind of by itself, right? And then 34, 35 and 43 kind of associated with each other. So that, right. So maybe 34. I'll have to check the numbers on that. Maybe that's a first touchdown or something like that.
Right. She mentioned an injury or something like that. So
yeah,
if the running back for number 34 for KC goes down early, man, I'm going to be careful when I talk to Sasha from now on. I'm
like, well,
this shit is real.
Friday for the that's right. Change everything I believe. It's going to rock my world.
This shit is real. I mean, she already picked it. You picked 97 out of 100.
That was easy. Yeah, she had no doubt.
All right. Well, don't forget, everybody, Facebook, The Wager Makers. Oh, also, Chad Arnold mentioned he asked if we'd be doing a show every week still, and of course we will. There's lots of bet on, stuff to bet on every week, stuff to talk about every week. We made it through our first football season. We had some ups and downs, but we definitely will be doing shows every week. Facebook, The Wager Makers Podcast, Twitter, at The Wager Makers, Instagram, at The Wager Makers, Gmail, email us at thewagermakers@gmail.com. You can check out our picks on sportswatchmonitor.com. John Groh, thank you for the bumper music. You listen to us on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Devin is going to let you know how to listen to us on YouTube.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, Webb, Super Bowl Sunday coming at you. Kansas City all the way, brother.
Super Bowl, babe. That's it. Chiefs. Let's go Chiefs. A lot of red.
A lot of green. We're going to win a lot of green
this
week.
That's right. A lot of green. A lot of red floating on green. Some green Gatorade.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Webb, take us out.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thank you, Sasha. Big, big week this week. And Chad Arnold, yes, we will be here every week like clockwork. A bunch of stuff game coming on. We are killing it with the Australian Open, believe it or not. We got March Madness. We got college hoops. We got NBA. We got horse races. And we got all the wit and hardiness of Schmidt and myself. So
that's right.
We'll see how it went.
We're getting into free agency and NFL draft and stuff like that. Already, this shit don't take long.
Yeah, hot stove, baby. Hot stove.